practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatic deleted husband. I'm going to try to be really short. You've heard this before. I went to Publix today, and on the way back, and I find it interesting. It's, you know, it's 3.5 miles, so a 7 mile round trip. But twice in the last 2 months, within, you know, of that 3.5 miles, within about 300 feet or less, there's a particular spot. But a couple weeks or a couple months ago, I was almost hit by the trailer of a big semi. To the point that it was almost to the point that it was going to go, you take a dive into the water, as in 6-10 feet down, or you're going to die. it was really that close because, it was right here. I could touch him as he was going by. I thought about that when it happened. Today, like I say, probably maybe 200 feet from that point, a lady was coming out. This is a big parking lot. She was driving out. She didn't see me. She ran almost straight into me. She did stop. I did jump out of the way, and then she did stop. And I'm not sure if she would have hit me or not if I didn't jump. I'm not sure on that. Perhaps not. But either way. But what concerns me is not the incident, but my attitude. Because it frustrated me. She's in a parking lot and blindly almost runs into me. It wasn't that I was suddenly appeared somewhere. I was right there, very blatant. And that concerned me. And because of my frustration, I turned and looked, I jumped out of the way. But then I turned and looked at her, and I felt in me an anger that shouldn't have been. And that bothered me. I did say in a loud tone, something like "excuse me" or something a word like that, but it was expressing my frustration, and that's the problem. It's not that I didn't use words, I didn't use foul language or condemning words or whatnot, but what I felt in me while saying that, I didn't have to say that. I even thought about it for that split second. I don't need to say a thing. And I did anyway. But there's also, so I was concerned about that factor, my attitude, because it shows me that I'm less than perfect. Bummer. But the other aspect was, she's behind this window. She did, I did see a facial reaction, but of course there was no communications. It's also a reminder to me the isolation we have. The important thing that I did try to think about, I get people honking the horns constantly. I've had many people, stop, offer me rides, strangers and people I know both. I've had people offer me water bottles and things of that nature. Normally I declined. There was one time walking down a hill, and I actually had my water bottle in there, and a gentleman offered me one, and he said he was working for one of these tree surgeon type companies with the trees to grind stuff up. And he said, "No, I know who you are." He gave me the bottle and I took it. It's kind of like, because obviously a lot of people know me, because there are not that many people who walk like I do. So I've had many people tell me, "I see you walking all over the place." So I know the graciousness people have shown to me. And so often somebody will, I'm at an intersection, somebody will back up or things of that nature. It happens constantly. So probably 99% of the time, people show me a courtesy or whatnot. And I am very conscious that if I don't have eye contact with people, I go around. You know, I don't put myself in difficult situations. This time, you know, this wasn't a difficult situation, and she, but it's so rare. I see the courtesy in people so often, and this time it's my reaction, and it's not my reaction because, you know, it's my reaction in here, in my heart that really it got to me. It was a reminder, very much. I'm slightly less than perfect. Oh yeah. Anyway. But yes, I got return postcards today. I did get two. One to Walter. Your birthday video for you last year is a lot of encouragement for the follower of Christ, 1 Corinthians 16:13, which is what I mentioned yesterday, the day before. It is a big part. Follower is a big part. One day, if you get all the return postcards, censored videos, and the love your dad tried to show you, show grace or whatever, it's covered up. So anyway, it's online. But the other one was, happy birthday. I passed 600,000 jumping jacks on the way to a million to keep my promise to try to remain healthy for you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're a man. And the thing that I noticed, and I wondered about this, and you can go to, you know, kozlowska.org/promise, refused, and you'll see Walter's card is there, and you know, with the yellow tag on the bottom. But the last two for my wife, the yellow tag's on the top, covering up the happy birthday. And I wondered, and so because of the fact, you know, on the refused page, all the refused cards are there, and it's good-sized thumbnails. So it's, you got to scroll. I did that purposely. I let it, so the whole thing's there. You know, it's, roughly 100 cards now. And by the way, they're on the wall. I ran out of push pins. I went to the store today and there they were, but they had colored ones this time and I want the clear ones. And I said, no, okay. So I have this stack. I won't put them on the wall until I get some clear push pins. I'm stubborn. But anyway, I do wonder, but there was a card that the happy birthday was not covered up. So two out of three thus far. And we'll see. My assumption is others will come. I just have this feeling. But, you know, the one that really hurts is this one, because this was sent on her birthday. You know, I try to time crossing of 600,000 at her birthday. And I succeeded at that. I love that lady. And anyway, but just a couple, just a quick comment. I heard, while I do that food thing, because there, for some reason, the lady who committed her life to me doesn't share meals with me. So I typically, because, you know, it's not a good time to read. I listen to, try to find something a little more serious. And the thing I listen to quite often is this, the Duran, a couple guys, two, Alex and Alexander. Because they're a little more serious. One of them is, you know, there's some issues. But in general, I find them interesting. But one gentleman, they're both Greek. One lives in Greece. He lives in Greece or Cyprus. The other gentleman lives in London. He's in his house. He lives in a more affluent part of London. Power's been cut. You know, and when you cut it in the affluent sections, it's kind of an issue. And he has stated previously that because being in an affluent area, what he's seen in the last many months is soup kitchens and things like that open up in his area, which is, it's kind of like, what's happened? You know, things are collapsing. UK is collapsing in many ways. And now they have, in the middle of London, you know, there's London and there's the City of London. The City of London is basically a separate city. It's an autonomous region within London itself. And this is the financial center and whatnot. And you don't mess with those people there. And I think he's close to that, but not in it. And, you know, just to hear that. And, you know, he's in his house with limited lighting and limited heating. And what I don't understand is, how do you partially limit that? But of course, you know, a lot of times, especially in big cities, especially in places like Europe, things like hot water is communal, or heating is communal. So anyway, there was an issue there. But the other thing he mentioned is, he said he had a dialogue with a friend of his, an affluent friend, maybe even an attorney or whatever. And this gentleman said that there should be a peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia, and even allowing some autonomy to the Donbass region. He says, that would be a good idea. And he asked him, are you familiar with the Minsk agreement? No, never heard of it. And I, you know, just the way he said that, I found it interesting. Because the Minsk agreement, and there's Minsk and Minsk 2, and there was the discussion of Minsk 3, but I think it's the Russians who said that's useless. If you don't live up to Minsk 1 and Minsk 2, why would we trust you with negotiating Minsk 3? Because it was an agreement for the autonomy of the Donbass region, and then for the last 8 or almost 9 years now, the rest of Ukraine has been shelling and killing people. I mean, thousands of people were dead before the, you know, before the events of February. And, you know, so we need a peace agreement. And you had two. And it's the West and, you know, Kiev who violates it. So obviously the Russians are bad. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? You know, It is interesting to me that you end up that either it's the Russians are bad or the Russians are good. No. But if you have a deal, stick to the deal. The West, Ukraine, didn't. And of course, as it's been said by many, the West doesn't stick to agreements at all. But anyway, I found that fascinating. And to see this guy sitting in an affluent house in London and talking about, he sent his family out of town because, you know, society is collapsing within London. Now, if you think about that, if it's collapsing in London, clearly it's collapsing in Canada, you know, especially you saw the events, well, the obvious thing, the trucker convoy and the crackdown by the state. I mean, the crackdown was really serious. This was, I mean, when you go to somebody and arrest people, you seize bank accounts and things of that nature. This is not playing fair. This is not a government who protects you. I should say that again, because this is not a government that protects you. For whatever reason, the video stopped, but, you know, I said that this is not a government that protects you, with a particular individual in mind, but anyway, I'm concerned because you saw what was happening, you saw what happened, in where you see what's happening in the UK. Because, you know, apparently the average utility bill has tripled in the last year because of all the sanctions. you know, sanctions on Russia, and of course, who's paying for it? The European people and people in the UK. It's kind of like, you know, I'm going to put a gun to my head and say, don't move or I'll shoot. That's exactly what Europe has done. And we're following. And that's what I've thought about is, will we see it here and how will we react? You know, because there's the obvious thing, how many people are aware of the number of people from the January 6th events in Washington, D.C. are still in prison under no charge. You know, our government has become very authoritarian. I mean, I think it's like 200 people are in prison because they were at this event and they call it an insurrection. No, I mean, it's so stupid. It is. And I would suggest, you know, I mentioned, I did the thing about Daniel Hale and that press conference. And in that press conference, I think it's Jeslin Radak who made the comment in reference to those violent people of January 6th. And see, I think that's where the issue is. I'm standing with Daniel Hale, that gentleman right there. But because of the fact, I point out that those things are fraud. I sent stuff to them, been silent. But last point is, you know, I made a comment in reference to that the email was working, and in what I found out is that the video I did on July 29th, and I've linked it on yesterday's, was when email reception started, and that turned out to be an hour long video. And but because of what was said last night, I sat down and watched it. You know, the guy's got an ugly beard, but anyway, and because it was an effort to encourage my sons, and there was this one little clip, what was it? I called it an 80 second clip or whatever. That's, I really, I want to get that across to my kids, my sons especially. You know, I haven't been doing the embedding stuff and adding the pictures and whatnot. I might do it right now as a reminder. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I really wonder, was the happy birthday purposely covered on these two cards? It has been such a joy for me to celebrate your birthdays. Because in many ways, it's a bigger deal to me than it is to you, because that's when my wife came into the world. And I love her intensely. I love her intensely. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.